From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for July 17th. It's Jessica. July 17th. The news desk. 10 stories. Here's the one that opens it. Let's get into it. First, from The Hill. NBC, ABC, CNN won't carry Trump's speech on networks. Several major news broadcasters will not carry President Trump's speech on Thursday evening. Spokespeople for these networks confirmed. ABC News, NBC News, and CNN will carry the president's remarks on separate streaming platforms or editorial live updates. Trump has teased big news ahead of this speech, in which he is expected to address his previous next. Second, from abortion, every day. Trump's CDC nominee wants to find your hidden abortions, and his AG pickbacks Comstock. I've been watching Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche's confirmation hearings for the past 2 days, and we have a lot to talk about. Trump's AG pick, who would lead the Department of Justice, all but promised to prosecute providers who ship abortion pills into banned states. As you likely know, anti-abortion lawmakers and activists are desperate to stop abortion pills from being shipped across state lines. Telemedicine accounts for nearly all abortions that happen in banned states, and close to 30% nationwide. Up next. Third, from Blue Amp Media. Graham Plattner imploded, Democrats vetting disaster. Tequila Talk. Graham Plattner is out. And on this episode of Tequila Talk, former Republican congressman and Chicago radio host pour around and dig into what his implosion says about the Democratic Party. The fabricated excuses, the tattoo he lied about, the racist posts, and the sexual misconduct allegations were all, the three agree, avoidable. The product of a party that rushes to anoint candidates and skips the vetting. And then, fourth, from CBS News, federal judge slams Trump, DOJ over IRS lawsuit. This week, a federal judge slammed President Trump, his lawyers, and the Justice Department over the president's lawsuit against the Internal Revenue Service. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson has more details and analysis. Next, fifth, from CBC News, Canada. Taco Bell removing lettuce from U.S. locations over cyclosporiasis link. Taco Bell said on Thursday it had removed lettuce from one of its suppliers in some U.S. states after reports said investigators linked the ingredient to an ongoing cyclosporiasis outbreak that has sickened thousands of people in the country. Up next, sixth, from Bloomberg Top. Modi advisor urges India to seek more Chinese investment. Trade. India should deepen economic ties with Beijing by opening the door to greater Chinese investment and reconsidering regional trade pacts as shifting geopolitics make the U.S. a less dependable partner, an advisor to Prime Minister Narendra Modi said. And then, seventh, from Nai Times. Multiple investigations refuted Trump's claims that fraud altered the outcome in 2020. Ballots cast in Maricopa County, Arizona. In the 2020 general election were examined and recounted in Phoenix in May 2021. The review in Arizona found even more votes for Joseph R. Biden Jr. and fewer for President Trump than the original count. Next, eighth, from New Republic. Is Sanders' AOC Mamdani left stronger than the Tea Party was? Progressive candidates just had a strong primary season, but is this a real realignment or a moment that fades? Julia Azari, professor at Marquette University, and Seth Maskett, professor at the University of Denver, join the show to break down what's actually driving the left's wins. We go factor by factor. Whether Democratic voters are genuinely moving left, why the socialist label has lost its Cold War toxicity, the role of anger at Democratic leadership's response to Trump, and the influence of the Gaza issue on a motivated slice of the electorate. Up next, ninth, from New Republic. Is Sanders' AOC Mamdani left stronger than the Tea Party was? Progressive candidates just had a strong primary season, but is this a real realignment or a moment that fades? Julia Azari, professor at Marquette University, and Seth Maskett, professor at the University of Denver, join the show to break down what's actually driving the left's wins. We go factor by factor. Whether Democratic voters are genuinely moving left, why the socialist label has lost its Cold War toxicity, the role of anger at Democratic leadership's response to Trump, and the influence of the Gaza issue on a motivated slice of the electorate. And then, 10th, from defiance. Trump's paranoia boils over. When a president starts seeing enemies everywhere, the entire government starts looking like a weapon. Today, we watch that pattern play out in real time. The Justice Department is expanding its investigation into who leaked information about Donald Trump's Qatari Air Force One, reaching beyond reporters and into government agencies, while officials are being asked to hand over their phones. That's the day. Back at the desk tomorrow. What to watch is in your subscribe link. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.